Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to this special one-off episode of the UK Film Review podcast. Today I am talking directly to those of you who want to be a film critic. Now, how do you be a film critic? You just be one. That's the way it is. There's no reason not to be a film critic if you want to be one. And this can start very humbly and simply by writing a review or speaking a review, depending on which kind of medium you want to go for. Don't get too tied up in the label of, am I a film critic? Because do I meet these criteria, X, Y, Z? We are all lovers of film. And if you're listening to this, you are a film critic. There's probably no doubt about it. What I would say is, when it comes to the journey that I've been on, so I'm the editor of UK Film Review, and I've been a film critic now for 14 years. The main objective really is to always be honing your craft. I look up to some of the top critics in the world, and I see that they're always trying to hone their craft. They're always trying to improve. And what I want this episode to do is to give you a few signposts, really. I call them shortcuts, really, but mainly tips, just to give you an idea of what's going to be the best way to always be developing yourself, and also the fundamentals of what you're doing, so that you always have that to rely on. Because often when you're looking at a piece, a film, a piece of art that you've watched, your review may vary because of that film. Maybe the film is made in a certain way that makes you want to review it in a certain way, whereas actually your job is to be consistent as well. The way that you review one film should be the way that you review really all films. So without much further ado, I'm just going to get into my kind of first basic top tips for film critics. Firstly, if you're writing a review, don't just summarize the plot. It seems very, very basic, but often I see reviews, and even from critics that do have a lot of experience, that they're maybe so overwhelmed by a film's plot that they just want to retell it. They just want to go in and tell everyone what happened and go through all the different story plots. The fact is, that's not your job as a film critic. The viewer doesn't want that. The viewer or the reader wants to go and experience the film for themselves. Your review, if you're doing a structured review, the plot should only be really one paragraph of that review and fairly succinct. And getting good at writing plot synopsises in one paragraph, that is where I see the best film critics, people that are able to just really rattle it down to basically a tagline and still make you feel that it's a film that you want to see. Because actually, when you start reviewing other aspects of the film, then the plot can sometimes be explored there. But what you don't want to do is just spoil the film for everyone. And that's my second tip. Spoilers, I wouldn't bother with them. Some people they'll write a review and say, oh, spoiler alert. And what you'll do is you'll turn off at least half the people that were going to read your review. And when it comes to becoming a film critic, numbers matter. You know, you want to get as many people reading your reviews and enjoying your reviews as possible. So giving them a reason to leave is not good. So I wouldn't put spoilers into reviews unless absolutely necessary. Sometimes what can work, if you do really want to go into lots of detail about that stuff, is you do a double review. I've seen this before, where they do a review of the film and then they do a spoilerific kind of review as well. But you're then working in tandem. And then that can work quite well because your readers will review your first review, they'll go watch the film, and then they'll read your other review and probably engage with it quite well. So yeah, try and avoid spoilers where possible, especially in written reviews. My next top tip is, again, fundamentals, spelling. And I know that seems like, okay, I'm going to skip past this point. Please don't skip past this point, because we all do it. We all misspell things. And when it comes to film reviews, the most common one I see is the misspelling of actors' names or crew names. And that shouldn't happen. Those you should be getting from official sources, either in the film, in the credits, or on their official pages like IMDb, or if they have a website. And even then, sometimes those can be wrong. So it never fails to impress me when I see someone that takes that attention to detail and really says, I've really researched that, and I've made sure that I've got all of those details correct. Because if you don't, if you misspell, especially a famous actor's names, readers are going to then start questioning, okay, well, if they can't get that right, what else can't they get right? Should I trust this reviewer? So really, really pay attention to detail. Look at your grammar. If you are not sure, there's so many tools now to use. Obviously, most document builders online have a spell check inbuilt. If you don't, I'd recommend something like Grammarly. Grammarly is an extension that you can put into your Google Chrome, and that is really, really valuable. I use it all the time. Especially, I know what can happen. I used to do this a lot. So I used to go up to screenings in London, be on my way home on the train, and I'm sort of maybe putting together a first draft on my phone. And you're quite used to doing text speak and text spellings. And then those end up somehow in the review because you've used that text somewhere else when you've then put together the review. So the next kind of tip would be to do several drafts and revisions of that review. Don't just write your review and post it. Even if it is just your blog or on a social media post, again, it matters. If you don't put the correct spellings, if you're making typos, then people are going to be turned off. They're going to think, well, you're not an authority on this. If you can't even spell that right. Also, one thing I see a lot of is lowercase i's. So they'd be like, I've done this, which is...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'll go into this point in a minute a bit more, but just generally, make sure it's a capital letter where it should be a capital letter. Make sure the name of the film has capital letters where it should have them. That is crucial to appearing professional. You want to appear professional as a film critic. So just also on the point of I. Now, when you're reviewing a film, And I used to, when my first reviews, I've still got them on a blog and I go back to them sometimes and just think, oh my God, what was I doing? You want to appear, as I said, an authority. You don't want to write it as if you're just a friend down the pub, which is like, oh yeah, I thought this, I thought that. And there's a very easy way to change this, which is to, so where you say, I thought this, you can say, viewers may think this. So what that does is immediately third parties it, and it puts it in, you know, the idea of an audience, and that's where your role is. So you're thinking, you know, this is what audiences might think, and this is what viewers might find. And rather than saying I, avoid at all saying I thought the score was really good. You know, it just makes it sound really amateur, very childish. Elevate it up to saying viewers will think this, and feel confident to say that because you thought that. That was your thought, but then the chances are that a lot of audiences will find that. And don't be afraid to do that. You know, make sure you've come across as confident and authoritative. Some other top tips in terms of writing film reviews would be look at other films to reference. That shows that you have a broad, extensive knowledge. Rather than just talking about the one film, you know, talk about the other films that the filmmaker has made before this, because often that's a really good journey to explore anyway. And if people are reading your review, the chances are that they have an interest in the film and the filmmaker. So yeah, you talking about their other films is going to connect with those readers. You can obviously talk about the films that the actors have made as well, or the cast or the crew, everyone really. Or if it's got a thematic connection to another film, you know, if it's something talking about the apocalypse, then you know, there's loads of films about the apocalypse. So just Google that and you know, you can find ones that you've seen, or if you haven't, then do some more watching. And yeah, go into detail about that. And also, if you can, about your technological developments, not too much, you know, don't go into like how they do all the AI and how they do all the CGI and all that stuff. Maybe more about, you know, okay, well, there's this acting technique that they're using, or something that's going to, you know, be at least relatable to the audience and why they might care. That's really, really important. It's very important to be unique as well with your reviews. You want to, when I tend to review a film, I'll write my review. I'll try not to read other reviews before I write it, because I find that can skew what I'm writing, because I'll kind of go, oh, well, they thought this, and maybe that's really what I should have thought. Write your review kind of from your perspective, have your voice. But before you publish it, I would recommend going and reading some other reviews, because what can happen is sometimes another critic has been able to communicate something that you did feel, but they've just mentioned it in a way that you go, oh yeah, yeah, that was how, and then you go off on your own tangent. Then you go off and talk about that aspect in your way. But I would recommend reading other reviews or watching other reviews of those films. Another thing I would also really like to point out, and you know, I'm very adamant about this, is be kind and be respectful. These reviews I see pop up, especially from newer film critics, that just absolutely slate a film and they slate a person and they just really tear everything apart. No one really cares about that. And you know, it often undermines yourself and just makes you look silly. But also it is really cruel. You know, even a film you absolutely loathed, you absolutely hated it, find a way to explore that in a way that is constructive and that is useful for people to read. And don't just attack people. I think it's just pointless. And especially never talk about someone's looks. I don't see why anyone needs to talk about someone's looks. There's no place for that at all. I think it's important as well to write reviews from a place of you loving film, and people will feel that passion, because if someone's reading reviews, they probably also love films. It's unlikely that they're going to be into film reviews unless they really do. So just going to town, you know, annihilating the latest blockbuster film, it's fine. You know, I'm sure there'll be people there that will do it as well, and there will be people that read that. But if you want longevity as a film critic, you need to love film, and you need to find a way to even enjoy reviewing films that you didn't like, because you know, exploring why you didn't like them. And it can be that they were badly made, it's absolutely fine, but find a way to review that and write in a way that puts you as the authority as to why it's a bad film, not, oh, it just was rubbish, no, waste of money, blah, blah, blah. It's not helpful. I think that's a lot of top tips, obviously, to be going with. Outside of that, you know, once you're happy with your reviews and things like that, in terms of exploring your career as a film critic, I'll give you some sort of ways in which, you know, you can look at that. So if you're ever applying to write for a publisher, such as, you know, UK Film Review or anyone else, you know, there's other publications out there, but I don't like to talk about them. You can always do well by exploring their reviews, read their reviews, find their tone. They call it the house style. You know, look at that. What is their house style like? Why have they set up their perspective? You know, what's that about? It can be sometimes harder to work that out, but just by reading enough of their reviews, you'll find a way. Okay, well, this is how they structure their reviews. This is the tone. This is, do they swear? Do they not swear? Do they, you know, how much do they go into the plot? How much do they spend talking about the themes? How do they lay them out? That is really important. If you want to be a film critic, you need to learn that, especially if you are pitching pieces to publications. If they see them in a style that's not their own, they'll just immediately move on. I'd also recommend going to events. So whether that's screenings or film festivals, the networking side of film is huge. It's something that is so paramount to the success of film, and that, you know, also goes towards film critics as well. So yeah, find your tribes, find your people that you can connect with, and then obviously be introduced to other people, and also show that you're willing to go the extra mile for, you know, films that you're reviewing, but also for publications that you want to be part of. You know, share their posts, comment on their posts, you know, listen to their, you know, listen to my podcast like you're doing right now, but obviously not just us, you know, other publications that you're interested in, because what that can do is, first of all, it just broadens your experience anyway. Secondly, it just shows you that you're passionate, you're interested. It's not just about a self-serving thing. Okay, well, I want to be paid to do this. It's more, okay, do you know, actually, I just love this. I love doing this. So many of the critics that started at UK Film Review, they just did it because they loved it, and they, you know, helped grow it and helped make it become successful. And we're still doing that. You know, we're still relying on the goodwill of everyone and making sure that we grow together. So if you can be that person, be positive, proactive, it makes a huge, huge difference. Hopefully this has been useful. So it's my top tips for film critics. And yeah, there's a section on our website currently, when I'm airing this, you know, where you can apply to be a film critic for our site. We do get a lot of applications. Don't take it personally if we don't get back to you. There's a lot of people out there that want to be film critics. But if you can bear in mind the tips that I've given, especially the latter ones, then, you know, puts you in a good place. And yeah, good luck. It's a fabulous journey, and, you know, do it for the love of film.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.